Truth is that the mother of this life was extremely kind to us, immeasurably kind. There's no way we can pay her kindness back. No way. It's impossible. But all other living beings have been equally kind many, many times, again and again in the past, as our mothers. So in order to understand that, we have to understand and believe, and maybe we know if we've done meditations on our mind. We understand about our mind. Our mind is a formless continuum. It has no beginning. Your mind has no beginning. So I know that this is a problem, isn't it? Oh, how do I have no beginning? It just has no beginning. Okay? And it has no end either. It has no end. Your mind has no end. How can you stop a mind? How do you start a mind? How do you make a mind? How do you destroy a mind? You can't. It's impossible. Therefore, we have, in our previous lives, we've had a mother in each of those lives. We've had countless previous lives. It's beyond measure. It's impossible to measure an infinite number of previous lives. This life is just one life, an insignificant life. In all those lives, we had a mother. Where are those mothers today? They're every living being around you, including the insects on the floor, the birds flying, the fish in the sea. All of those are your mothers from previous lives who have taken rebirth in different forms. You know, some are animals, some are in the hell realms, some are all over the place. In the human realm, they're all the other people around you. This recognition is it just solves so many problems. How do you feel when you think about your mother, your kind mother? You think soft, you feel soft, you feel, you melt, you know, you have this mind of love. You want to be close to your mother. If you recognize everyone else as your mother, same feelings come. You don't need to necessarily run up to everyone and hug them or kiss them and say, hello, mother. That'd be a big mistake. Because they don't recognize you as such, do they? Well, you're not my child, get off. But from our point of view, which is what Buddhism is all about, is what are we doing to heal our own mental continuum? You know, if we heal our own mind, we can help others to do the same. Yeah. So we shouldn't be thinking too much about our relationships with others, the effect we're having on society, political considerations, climate concerns, all this external stuff. It doesn't help us when we're trying to practice meditation. We just need to focus on our own feelings, our own attitudes, and change them from attitudes of selfishness to attitudes of considering others to be special and important. And we have very good reasons, you know, to prove that others are special and important. They deserve our love. They deserve our remembering their kindness. They deserve it because they did so much to help us in the past. You know? Our self-cherishing mind doesn't want us to think like that. Our self-cherishing mind is our worst enemy, frankly. You know, in 2003, maybe some of you are there, I don't know, Venerable Geshe-la came to Toronto. He gave a festival down in one of the hotels in town, I can't remember. I was here, and he gave a famous teaching, which you can find on the internet. He began to talk about enemies and how in the modern world, you know, it seemed like every country is building weapons and more and more weapons coming all the time, more and more armies and fears and so forth to fight enemies. It looks like everyone is ready, preparing for war. He said, it's strange, isn't it? Animals don't do this kind of thing. You know, and we look down on animals sometimes, thinking they're more stupid than we are, but actually animals don't do that. They're just happy to live with their families and fight off a few external enemies or whatever. But human beings, looks like they're trying to destroy themselves, isn't it, completely? So then he said, the real nuclear bomb that destroys all enemies is the mind of love. And at the time, actually, the audience understood what he meant, and they gave him a resounding ovation, like a big clapping going. I'd never seen people clap in a Dharma teaching before. It was, oh, yeah, Geshe-la, what? Because they understood that the real enemies every one of us has is these inner enemies of the delusions. These are the only enemies that we've got. Other people, you cannot correctly identify as your enemy. Even if they are coming at you with a weapon, you're still wrong to think of them as your enemy. It's your mother who's gone crazy. Your mother's gone crazy. You know, we know, as sometimes our actual mother becomes crazy in this life. She gets senile or, you know, behavior becomes strange. But you know it's your mother. You're not going to shoot her, are you? My mother's attacking me every day. I think I'll bomb her. We never have thoughts like that, do we? So if we have this, you know, this kind of correct recognition of who other living beings are, then, you know, everybody can love everybody. There's no need for wars, there's no need for armies and fighting and all the rest of it, because everyone cherishes everyone else. Everyone you look at is your mother. They've got the same attitude towards you as you have towards them. The love of a mother for her child, you know. Such a beautiful teaching, the Mahayana teaching. Very rare for us to connect with it and to use it and to solve all our problems. Very rare. People nowadays find this for some reason difficult to follow, even though it's not difficult at all actually to do it, to understand it and to do it. If we think about it, if we really want to do it, we'll do it.